So definitely talk about the impact, you know. Of course, Martin and Gina, black love. Core circle, your friendship. Even Cole, you not listening to what other people say about Big Shirley. You love Big Shirley best. We love her as consumers, but you love her best. And then Tashina. You playing a role as Pim, walking in with the suit, with the swag. Even on the episode when you become an A&R. I didn't know what an A&R was until I watched Martin. So you know, just talk about that cultural impact that you had, and how do you digest that 30 years later?
Well, Tisha and I used to beg Martin. We was like, we want to do more scenes together. So Martin came up with, what I love about Martin, he allowed us to sing as well. Ooh. And Tisha and I, we started on stage. So he's like, y'all gonna sing. So yeah. I love the fact that he was able to incorporate that into it.
And he taught us what comedy was. Because, I mean, at first I couldn't get arrested getting a sitcom or anything. And he really taught us to be free. We were free on that set to just play.
I think it showed on that episode when you were the Nova, the
yes,
the Nova dentist. Day. You went to the dentist or
oh
something,
my God.
And you had to really show a lot of comedy chops. And it was
Lucille
Ball style.
Listen,
Lucille
Ball
style.
Listen, I'm telling you, my goal was to make him laugh. And so if I could make his eyes do this and look at me and start laughing, I remember the table read when we did that particular episode. And I turned to you and said, I got hit with the Novocaine. Yeah. And he goes, oh, like that. And I was like, I'm doing good.
Now, who was most like their character in reality? When you're offset, who's most like the character?
Tashina, I think.
Yeah, I'd say
Tashina. Oh, Tashina, yeah, all day.
What?
She disagrees.
No.
No.
First of all, Tashina, like if you broke down all of our characters, there's the Gilligan character, the skipper, you got the all-American girl, then you have Tashina's character, who's like the ginger movie star. Even though they went at it and they talked about each other, she was, you know, the beautiful movie star looking girl. But she was down and she's loud and she's just like that in real life.
It is what it is, T.
You're beautiful and loud, bitch.
Shut up.
Yes.
And lastly, Martin, what would you say to this guy right here? What would you say to this guy? 30 years later, no, this came out April 1993. What would you say to this guy?
What would I say to him? Keep doing your thing and give all praises due to God.
Yes, God.
Yeah. And what would you say to the 30-year Tashina, Carl, and Tisha?
What would we say to ourselves?
What would you say to yourselves 30 years ago?
Oh, God.
I don't understand the question.
Keep on going. Look, God has blessed us. We have gifts, we have talents, and God has blessed us with the platform. And that platform in 1991 was the show Martin. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being on Fox was a syndicated network back then.
Right.
So we weren't on a major network.
You're welcome, Fox. You're welcome.
Yeah.
No, he kicked off the whole entire network.
Yeah, but
you know,
yeah.
Brought eyeballs there.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Facts.
And we learned a lot under Martin's tutelage. Yep. Honestly, like I always give him the respect and the high honor because everybody can't do comedy. And I didn't realize that comedy came hard for a lot of people, but this man is comedy. And to watch him every day and just watch him move and just, you know, we soaked all of that up. And I'm happy that we were able to be a part of that.
Listen, it would be hard for me to get jobs sometimes doing comedy, playing opposite of somebody because they didn't want to be compared to this one.
Exactly. Now this is the 30-year reunion, and we may not see each other again, so show me love.
Oh, bring it in.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you.